You are listening to From a Stranger to a Stranger. This is Ethan Martell. Today is Monday, September 7th, 2020, which is Muharram the 19th, 1441 in the Islamic calendar. Today was Labor Day here in the U.S. I don't really know what many people did because of COVID, but I'm sure there were cookouts and everything like that. Labor Day is interesting because it's supposed to, I guess, be a holiday, a federal holiday, with to celebrate or to recognize unions. But a lot of union workers got to work on Labor Day, so it's really interesting. Anyway, that wasn't really what I wanted to talk about. It just happened to be that was today. Did you ever wonder where a thought came from? Like, obviously it's in your brain, right? But where does the actual thought itself come from? Or perhaps the like the process of a thought or the process of electrons triggering and brain waves forming into a thought? Or what are the triggers of a thought? You know, why do you think of things? Like unrelated things to what you're doing as well. Like random thoughts. Where do they come from? You know, sometimes you have a thought that is just out there. You're thinking, like this whole concept of thinking is something interesting. If you ever thought about it, we tend to think and, you know, come up, create things from thinking, problem solve. Do pretty much everything, right? And the interesting thing is that we can do one thing and think about another thing. I was doing some lawn work, and I have a riding lawnmower. It's a Toro, zero turn. It's pretty slick. It's not that big. I think it has a 48-inch deck on it. excuse me. That's not COVID. I actually had a COVID test last week and was negative. Yeah, so I have a Toro zero-turn lawnmower. If you know anything about mowing grass, you kind of know your lawnmower brands and you probably have a favorite, but I happen to like Toros. When I learned how to do landscaping, I learned at a place called Saucon Valley Country Club in Saucon Valley, Pennsylvania. And the first, I was a green cutter there on the back nine of the grace course. And every morning I'd have to cut the greens. There was nine of the back nine, pretty much how a lawn, how a golf course works is you can probably do, one person can do like nine greens before the golfers come. So in the morning, that's what we would do. And then everyone would get nine. I think Saucon Valley has three golf courses on it. And I think it has the old course. I don't know. There's two big courses and I think a nine-hole course. So anyway, I would do the back nine on the grace course. And so I had a Toro, and it was a zero turn Toro, but it wasn't like a deck mower with blades that you might think of that's on a tractor or something. It had, rotating blades. Like if you remember the old, push mowers, not the, ones with motors, the ones with just wheels and the rotating blades on them. This machine that cut the greens had those rotor blades on the front of it. So it was super cool. And you're able to cut like super low. Obviously it's the green, so you would get how to cut the green, you know. If you watch golf or know anything about golf, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So I learned how to cut grass there because obviously on the golf course you had to know how to make the lines in the golf course and everything like that. So it was pretty cool. But anyway, all the mowers they had were Toros, so I kind of got attached to Toro and just stood with it like my whole life. So I happen to have a Toro lawnmower now because of that. I also then later I had another landscaping job actually done where I had to cut the public parks of a town called Emmaus in Pennsylvania. And so I had a Toro and it had a 72-inch deck. It was a zero turn Toro with a 72-inch deck, which is pretty huge. And those were lovely to drive. It took something to figure out how to turn the 72-inch deck because that's way wider than obviously the wheelbase and everything on the lawnmower. But it was pretty cool. And that's how we made, like on the soccer courses and the football fields, that's how you made those big, deep, like big, wide, like lines on it was with these larger mowers. Anyway, so I happen to be cutting my grass now with my 48-inch deck mower, which works for me because I have obstacles in the yard and everything. So, but I had the thought I was thinking, you know, so I'm cruising around on the mower, and I made like little banks. We have native prairie grass growing, so I have in areas, but I set it up so for cutting grass. So if you cut grass on a mower, like all the banks, there's hardly, in fact, there's no 90-degree turns on it. It's all banked and everything. So I'm driving, cruising around on this mower, and you know, I have this random thought out of nowhere, and the thought was, master your weapon, right? So it just came out of nowhere. And it was like the kind of thought that's like an intense thought, I guess. If you have if you can rate thoughts in some way, like sometimes you just have a little miscellaneous thought. And sometimes, at least for me, I don't know how other people think, but this is how it happens to me. And perhaps if it might happen this way to you too, you have like a real intense thought that's like kind of like a breakthrough thought, and it's like as if you would hear like ringing in your ears and then it would stop. Like you'd have this thought that I can only really explain it in that way. It's like a super intense, it's not ringing because you don't hear your thoughts, you know, but that's what it would be like. And then I was like thinking, like, what exactly is my weapon, you know? But I think that it could, this thought, like at an initially, like when I had this thought, I didn't think of weapon as a like sword or a gun or something. I had, or even like anything. I had thought it was, I guess my, and this is interesting that I'm thinking about it. I had a thought, and then a secondary thought explaining that thought, right? So I had the thought, and then I had like an explanation of the thought, which was like a second thought, right? So like my thoughts are like the original thought, master your weapon, where did that come from, right? But where did the second thought, which is independent, but it's kind of like explaining that thought as if they're two separate things, you know? Right? So when you think and you have that initial thought, does the initial thought create like the wiring or the pathway? And then that second thought, like it kind of builds to your brain, like thinking then. So I had the thought that the initial thought was master your weapon. And then as my brain, like, since thinking, like if you think, I don't know, it seems like thinking would be the term to use when you're stacking more than one thought together, you're thinking, right? So the next thing that happened was the explanation of that thought is what I was thinking. Like, what did that thought mean? What did master your weapon mean? Right? So you have the thought, which could be anything, but in this case, it's master your weapon. Then my next thought was like, what does that mean? But I knew what it meant. Like, my second thought was what I understood that to mean. And so in this case, what I'm getting to is that I didn't think of it as an actual weapon. I thought of it as your body. Like your body is your weapon to master. And I think this is funny. I think the term that my thought was weapon, like the word weapon, isn't to mean imply violence, but it's when you think of a weapon and mastering it, it takes like skill and like a deep understanding of it, of the weapon, the ability to use it in different types of manners and stuff. But it also implies like some sort of respect to the weapon, you know, if you have happen to have weapons. Me personally, I'm a big fan of swords and medieval weapons. So, you know, for me, if I was to think of a sword, you know, I understand how a sword works, how it's designed, how to take care of it, like maintain it, you know. How to hone it, how to sharpen it, like, and I in me sword fighting, I a lot of times hold, like, just feel the swords, and in training, like, I train a lot with my sword, but also not necessarily like striking or like hitting something with my sword, but like understand how the sword moves in my hand and just trying to make it become one, like an extension of my body. And for this phrase, master your weapon, if you had, like, if we're talking about a sword or even like a firearm or something, you know, it can apply to that too. But the reason, like I was saying, that it's weapon is because of perhaps the severe repercussions, negative repercussions of you not fully mastering a weapon, what can happen, right? If you don't have an understanding of that, like say a sword or a firearm would be a more better example, obviously, you know, a disaster can happen. You can end up killing someone, obviously, or a misfire or something like that, which, you know, is all negative things. So imagine now we're going into the initial thought, master your weapon, that that's what you wanted to do with yourself, right? Like your body and your mind, like your total being. You wanted to master, because that is your weapon, you know? And I know like some people might not like the term weapon and think of their body that way, but you kind of are like a weapon in like going around the world, you know, like your body's like constantly fighting, right? It's fighting disease, fighting infections. It's like breaking down the food you eat. Your body is doing a lot of things all the time. So you can view it as your weapon, you know. But in this case, this is how I understood it to mean, like I understood my thought to mean that, right? So I had thought about all that stuff I just said while I was on my lawnmower, you know, going around the like a couple banks, you know, but it did make me think, you know, about these types of things, like how many of us really have mastered our body? Like you have a deep understanding of your body, like why your body, and this is like really like a personal and mental thing to think about is why does your body react the way it reacts or does things the way it does? You know, maybe you have some sort of medical issue. Why does your body have this medical issue? You know, like, and I'm not implying that it's bad, like a medical issue is bad or something like that. I'm not implying that. And whether the answer is like genetics or, you know, whatever have you be, like if you have a medical issue, I'm talking about knowing, you know, why that is. Oh, I have this pain here. Why does my arm always hurt? You know, why does my elbow hurt? What's causing that? You know, oh, then you get educated about it, right? Oh, maybe I have tennis elbow or something, you know, so you go get it treated and stuff. But then, right, then you understand how that joint works. For example, I had ankle surgery in January, and then I had to do that surgery was only like a 2 hour surgery, right? But I was off, you know, I was unable to walk for like two, probably four, 10 to 14 days. I don't remember. I had the soft cast on or something and I couldn't even put any weight on it. And then I transferred to like the hard, not the plaster cast, but the plastic hard cast, like the boot we call them. But it took time to do that. So after all that healed, that was probably like 2 months total. Then I had to go to physical therapy, right? So physical therapy lasted, it lasted way longer than it should have, and that's because I had a good physical therapist and my insurance was paying it. So, you know, it didn't come out of my pocket. But we went months of physical therapy on my ankle. What I had happened was I had torn the tendons probably 10 years ago, and I happened when I had worked in Morocco, this happened. And in Morocco, they put a cast on it because I didn't have any broken bones. But, you know, they didn't do anything beside that because they didn't have the technology there to do like a MRI or a CAT scan or something like that. And then do surgery too. So it healed ultimately because it's a muscle, but it was torn, and I had then like walked on it for like 10 years pretty much like that. And then I had started to sprain it again, and last summer went and got it checked out because I now have, you know, alhamdulillah, I have really good health insurance, so I went and got it checked out. They said, you know, blah, 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 you have these torn ligaments and stuff. You had them forever. We're going to operate. Or they gave me the choice, not that I had to, but they fixed it. So now I have a new, not a new ankle, but the muscles are kind of reconstructed a little bit and they're tighter, you know, or they're more stable, I guess, than before, because before they were torn. So I had to do this, like I said, the physical therapy. But here's where I'm getting at with the master your weapon ideology or thoughts or whatever this is that now from that therapy, I understood how my ankle works, like what its limitations are, what it could do, what it can't do, and the reasoning behind that, right? So I learned a lot about how your bones inside your muscles move and stuff. So that's what I kind of mean by mastering it. Like I understand, okay, this is an ankle and this is a foot and this is how these things work and mine specifically work in this manner. And it's because of this, you know? Then combine that with like thinking like holistically like this, then like you're eating, you know, what are you eating? You know, is that are you really mastering your body if you're eating unhealthy? You know, are you mastering, you know, your mind by, you know, wasting away at whatever it is that we do, that we waste away watching TV? You know, are we really mastering our bodies? Not that there's anything wrong with this types of things, but you know, when we put it in this big overall context, you know, are we mastering these types of things, mastering ourselves, you know, with even with like discipline and in self-discipline, I mean, and these types of things. So, you know, it got me thinking in that manner, this one thought, and from the body, you know, from me thinking about that, it went on to then me thinking about it with weapons and my sword, like I just had explained, you know. But even see how the explanation was like the building going back to the original now, right? We're going back a couple steps to just the base thoughts, right? From that thought, it triggered the explanation, which was like maybe the second thought, which was it's your body, it's about your body. And this little thing, you know, not even a complete sentence. Like, master your weapon, that is a complete sentence, I guess, but it's also just like an individual statement, you know? And from that, the next, like, thought I have was the thought of it meaning my body, you know, having it like this way, you know? And here's the word I'm thinking about. When I meant body and yourself, I mean your existence. That's a better term to use. Like master your existence. 'Cause now we're talking about your whole body. We're talking about everything, your thoughts, your body, your mind, you know, what you're doing, who you're interacting with, how you're interacting with people. So that's what it was, you know. And then from there, like those other multiple thoughts, like either examples or building upon the explanation, you know. So I find it fascinating, the thought thing, and I don't know. That was my thoughts on my thought. So I hope you're having a good night. I'll just talk to you next time. Salam alaikum, peace be unto you.